Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
The dictionary defines worship as a feeling or as an expression of a feeling that we have for a person or for an object or for deity. Someone or something that is more important to us than anyone or anything else on this earth. And based on that definition, I suppose that everyone worships someone or something, whether they know it or not. But the Bible defines worship in a more specific way. In both the Old and the New Testament, worship is defined as an acknowledgement that the one true God alone is worthy of honor and of glory and of praise and of our devotion to him. And so from our heart, we express that devotion by our desire to be obedient to him and to his word. We fall at his feet and we submit to his will for our lives. We seek to exalt him alone and not to exalt ourselves. That is worship. But it seems that even the people of God can get off track at times. And so in our pride, we think that our rituals are worship. We glory in ourselves and who we are and in what we do rather than to glory in Christ. And as we come to Zechariah chapter 7, that is the situation that we find in Jerusalem. The people of God in the nation of Israel had lost their priority in life. They had lost their passion for true worship of the one true God. It had been 2 years since Zechariah had received those visions from the Lord that we read about in the first six chapters of the book of Zechariah. 2 years. Visions to encourage the people. But visions to also warn them as well. And by now, things were going well in the city of Jerusalem. The people were rebuilding the city. They were rebuilding the temple. They were spreading out from the city and they were inhabiting the surrounding area and they were building towns and cities there. Then, it says in verse 1 of chapter 7, it came about in the fourth year of King Darius, the ruler of the Medes and the Persians, who ruled the known world at that time, it came about that once again, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is called Kislev in the Jewish calendar. But this time it was not in a vision. It was a word from him. It was a word from him that he heard in his spirit. And this word was a word of warning from God himself. Now, the people were no longer in danger from an enemy all around them. There was peace in the known world at that time, but instead they were in danger from an enemy from within. From within themselves. They were in danger of practicing a superficial form of worship rather than true worship from their heart. Sounds a little bit like what we see today. And this warning from the Lord came in response to the people from the town of Bethel, which was a town about 12 miles north of the city of Jerusalem. And so it says in verse 2, those from the town of Bethel sent Sheretites and Regem Melech along with their men. They sent them to seek the favor of the Lord, we are told, halach in Hebrew, to pray before the Lord in order to get an answer to their question, an answer from him. And so they were speaking to the priests in Jerusalem who belonged to the house of the Lord of hosts, and they were also speaking to the prophets of God, who spoke the word of the Lord, saying to them, in verse 3, shall we weep, and shall we mourn and fast in the fifth month? Shall we continue to abstain from food during that time as we have done these many years? Shall we fast as a reminder of the destruction of the temple by the Babylonians many years ago? Should we continue with this practice? A practice that had become a ritual. But it was a practice that was not required by the Lord. He had never told them to do that. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 37, we are told that the Lord only required one fast once a year from the children of Israel. And that was on the Day of Atonement, as the people mourned over their sin and they rededicated themselves to the Lord, celebrating his forgiveness to them. Then Zechariah says in verse 4, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, and the Lord said to me, speak not only to these men from Bethel, but speak to all of the people of the land. This is a message for everyone. Speak to the priests and say to them all, when you fasted and you mourned and you wept, you wailed in the fifth month, oh, and also in the seventh month these last 70 years, was it actually for me that you fasted and that you did these things? Was it ever about true worship? And when you eat and you drink, and when you celebrate the feasts of the Lord, do you not eat for yourselves? And do you not drink for yourselves? Was that ever about true worship at all? Think about it. Think about what we do. Think about whether it really is for the Lord or is it really for ourselves. The Lord tells them to look at your heart, look at your lives, and listen to the words which the Lord has already proclaimed by the former prophets, by the prophets of old. We have those words in his word. Words, the Lord says, that were given when Jerusalem was inhabited by a number, a multitude of people, when the city was prosperous, doing well, along with the cities around it, and in the Negev to the south, and in the foothills to the west, which were inhabited with blessing upon blessing from the Lord, from one end to the other end. Then it further says in verse 8 and verse 9, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, listen to these words. True worship is not found in your rituals. True worship is found in your heart, and it is seen in your lives. You are following in the footsteps of your ancestors. And look at what happened to them. Consider your ways. The Lord would say that to us today. Consider your ways. And he says, dispense true justice. Govern your lives in truthfulness. Treat men honestly and fairly. And practice kindness. Let your lives bring forth goodness and love, and show compassion and mercy, each of you, to his brother and sister, to all men and women. And do not oppress and crush the helpless among you, the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the poor. And do not devise evil in the bitterness of your heart. Do not plot against one another, and then go and fast and pray to the Lord. But the Lord says in verse 11, you are like your ancestors. You have refused to pay attention to my words, words which were given through the prophets, and you have turned a stubborn shoulder, sarer in Hebrew, a phrase that was used to describe an ox that would not take the yoke upon itself in order to plow the field. So the Lord says, you are like an ox. You have rebelled against me and against my word. You are like a deaf man. You have closed your ears from hearing my instruction to you, and you have made your heart like flint, as hard as a rock, in your rebellion against me, so that you cannot hear, you cannot understand the law, the commandments of God, and the words of instruction which the Lord of hosts has sent to you by his Spirit, by the Spirit of God through the former prophets, through the prophets of old. Therefore, it says in verse 12, here is the warning. Here is the warning to you. Great wrath will come from the Lord of hosts, just as it came upon the people over 70 years ago when they were carried off into Babylon because of their rebellion against God. Pay attention to these words, because the Lord says in verse 13, as you know, It came about that the Lord cried out to them for them to repent of their sin in sackcloth and in ashes. But there was no repentance in their heart. They did not listen to him, and they would not turn away from their wicked ways. So it says, when they were carried off into Babylon, and when they finally cried out to the Lord, it was too late. We are told, the Lord says, I would not listen to them. Perhaps this is a warning to us, a strong warning to all of us as well. So he says in verse 14, I scattered them with a storm wind, sa'er in Hebrew. I blew them away like they were dried up grass, scattering them among the nations whom they had not known. Thus, he says, the land was desolated, shamen. In Hebrew, it was ruined. It was ravaged behind them so that no one went back and forth anymore. Life as they knew it came to an end. For they made the pleasant land, the land that the Lord had given to them, a land flowing with milk and honey, they made it desolate. And it became a wasteland. It became a land of destruction, land of ungodliness. Perhaps what we see today. And perhaps this is a warning for us as well. The only way back to God is through true worship. And the only way to true worship is through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.